Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright reported that they'd got a call Saturday morning, shortly after 8 a.m., about an accident on Homestead Road between the Rasmus and Frontage Road and the interstate. The report said a bus went off the road on the west side and nearly tipped over.
When our deputies got there, they did in fact find the Park City Transit bus had gone off the roadway and was kind of teetering on a culvert for a nearby creek. When our deputies questioned the driver himself, he had told our deputies that he believed that he had fallen asleep and had veered off the roadway, and it was too late by the time he had started exiting the roadway. He wasn't able to do anything about it.
Lieutenant Wright said that within 90 minutes, responders had pulled the bus back on the roadway and removed it from the area. The bus leaked some diesel fuel into the nearby creek, but it's believed it had a minor impact. Lieutenant Wright said at this point they believe the accident was 100% driver error. He is a 43-year-old man from Colville.
After some additional investigative work, the bus driver admitted to our deputies that he had been drinking alcohol the night prior.
A statement from Park City Manager Diane Foster said the driver was arrested for a suspicion of DUI and failure to operate within a single lane. The statement added that he started work with Park City Transit as a part-time driver in late 2016, came back as a seasonal employee in 2018, and had a clean record on his commercial driver license during that time. The city also said that its transit department has a zero-tolerance drug and alcohol policy and strictly prohibits employees from working with prohibited substances in their system. It said their employees are subject to comprehensive background checks and testing for substances, including random tests post-accident or for cause. For KBCW, I'm Rick Baroff.